Female inmates at the state prison in Jessup, Maryland, the state's only women's prison, say that getting feminine hygiene products, like pads and tampons, while they're incarcerated, can be challenging, and sometimes even impossible. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that a bill before the General Assembly would require state and local correctional facilities to provide these products to women when they need them, and at no cost.
If you're a woman of childbearing age, getting your period every month is generally something you can count on. But former inmates say getting sanitary pads while at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women is much less reliable. Baltimore resident Kimberly Haven was released in 2015.
On the first of the month when they're supposed to get their supplies, they will go through and in every cell they will open the door, they will throw in a couple of rolls of toilet paper and a couple of pads.
Haven, now an activist on criminal justice issues, says when women need more than they get, they can ask an officer for more, but they may or may not get it. Women who have enough money in their commissary accounts can also buy tampons or pads, but that usually requires financial help from friends and family outside the prison. Several former inmates say that while items like soap and deodorant are affordable for someone who has a job in the prison, pads and tampons are pricey. When women can't get what they need, Haven says, women get creative.
I would take these sanitary pads that they do give, which have the absorbency of putting a Band-Aid on an amputated limb, and I would rip them apart, and I would take that fluffy little cotton that flies everywhere, and I would use the lining of it and roll my own tampons.
We had shop rags, the sweatpants material. Women would use that to collect their blood.
Kiana Johnson, who lives in Clinton, was released from the prison in August.
And then they also would use toilet paper or socks. They would make tampons out of the mattress, stuffing that's inside of the mattress.
Health experts warn that using these kinds of improvised devices, or using a tampon or pad for longer than advised, can cause infections or other serious health problems. But Haven says it would be worse to have blood leak. In fact, women often turn down visits with their families and attorneys when they have their period.
After every visit, you have to strip, squat, and cough. So when you squat and cough and strip and you pull your underwear down and you've got a bloody pad there, that's embarrassing and demeaning, and you can't walk back with nothing because then you run the risk of bleeding through your clothes.
The bill before state lawmakers requires the manager of a correctional facility to make sure that it has a sufficient supply of feminine hygiene products, to give them to inmates at no cost, and to have written policies and records on the subject. The Maryland Commission on Correctional Standards will then have to review each facility's policy and records on a regular basis. Senator Susan Lee, the bill's sponsor, says the goal is equal treatment for female inmates.
Women's products and hygiene products are generally not given the attention that they need in these correctional facilities like what they have for men.
During a hearing on the bill Tuesday before the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee, committee member Anthony Muse told advocates that the majority of the committee already supports the measure.
Good news is, 8 of us on this committee, we do support the bill, and doesn't appear to be an uphill journey.
The State Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services declined to be interviewed for this story. In emails, spokesman Gerard Shields said the department changed its policy last July. Women at the state prison in Jessup now get 48 pads per month, he said, and those who need more can request them. The department also declined to take a position on the new legislation. Shields said they see it as more relevant for the county jails because, quote, we believe we are more than adequately providing what the women need. But a couple of inmates released after the change say they don't recall getting an increased supply of pads. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.